coming up on episode number 750. Well, 13 years ago, The Big Lebowski, about 13 years ago, give or take a few days, The Big Lebowski came out, was released to theaters, and of course, in addition to some fantastic performances and, of course, some memorable quotes, it also had a really bitchin' soundtrack. And I'm using bitchin' because that's a word that the dude would use. Now, the dude, of course, being the main character from the film, played by Jeff Bridges. Let's go ahead and go through the soundtrack, except we're going to do it through covers, some covers of songs from the soundtrack and a couple of songs from the soundtrack that happen to be covers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, March 1st, 2011. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, another movie edition of Coverville. Done this a couple times. And tonight, featuring The Big Lebowski, songs from The Big Lebowski covered, as well as a couple covers that they did use in the film and on the soundtrack. And wow, we are halfway between, I was just realizing as I was starting the show, we're halfway between Coverville 500 and Coverville 1000, which is just crazy, which means I probably should start thinking about what and where Coverville 1000 is going to be. I don't want to think about that right now. I want to think about all the great quotes that the people in the chat room are doing from the movie. I have a feeling this theme will really tie the podcast together. Nice job, John Strickland. Excellent. Let's go ahead and get to music, though. Aside from what you're hearing me talk in front of, the movie opens with a nice desert shot of California, and that's how we're going to start, too. A cover of Tumblin' Tumbleweeds, the song used in the movie original by the Sons of the Pioneers. How about a cover by a celebrity who recorded this cover way back in the 60s, excuse me, as part of an album called Rawhide's Clint Eastwood Sings Cowboy Favorites. Yes, it's Clint Eastwood and Tumblin' Tumbleweeds right here on Coverville. Pledging their love to the ground.
Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a love. love of planes.
Such a love of planes.
Such a love of planes.
Welcome to Hotel California.
Such a love of planes.
Such a love of planes.
Such a love of planes.
That is Hotel California, performed by the Gypsy Kings. That one comes from 1990's Rubaiyat, Elektra's 40th anniversary double disc set, of course, a cover of the Eagles, and was one of those songs that was included on the soundtrack to The Big Lebowski, as performed there by the Gypsy Kings. It is the music of the Jesus, and you do not with the Jesus. Before that, Genoa, with a cover of Bob Dylan's The Man in Me. Of course, the theme song, the opening title theme song to The Big Lebowski, you'll find that on a tribute to Bob Dylan that came out in 2005 called Listen to Bob Dylan, a Tribute. And then we start off the set with Clint Eastwood, a singer who did not appear in The Big Lebowski, but of course doing a cover of the Sons of the Pioneers' Tumbling Tumbleweeds, the song that introduces us to the dude and to Sam Elliott's narrating character. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Check them out online at audioengineusa.com. Makers of fine self-powered speakers and wireless products that are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, their high-quality materials, and their truly useful features. For example, their flagship product, the A5, the Audio Engine 5, and it's still the standard that they strive to meet with all their products, even after this many years. Class AB amps, smooth sound, true fidelity. They are great for filling a room with music. They've got USB power built in to charge your iPad or other device, or to plug in their W1 wireless receiver. There's a line out for the subwoofer, or for daisy chaining out to another speaker or using the W1 transmitter. You've got a whole bunch of wireless options with this thing. Many, many customers also use them as TV speakers. Of course, I use them here in my house to just fill the upper floor with sound, no matter where I'm at up there. Fantastic speakers, and well worth checking out. Those are the Audio Engine 5s, available from AudioEngineUSA.com. When you're ready to buy, make sure that you use the coupon code COVER10. That is COVERTEN. Is it covered? Yes, COVERTEN, to get 10% off of your order when you shop at audioengine.com. You will get, they've just changed my copy, so that's why I'm stumbling a little bit. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's audioengineusa.com. All right, back to the music, and we all know that big centerpiece of the movie, the dude's dream, basically. Which is funny. I think in the chat room people are about to see that. The dude's dream takes place in this kind of mythical Viking-laden bowling alley with Saddam Hussein cleaning shoes. Well, this is the music you're going to hear in the background, or at least a cover of it. It's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from Hot, Funky, and Sweaty, the sound of heavy soul funk today from 2005. Covering Kenny Rogers in the first edition, here is Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In.
got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Fascination sits in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Doot, 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 looking out my back door. Johnny's doing cartwheels. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller, listening to Buck Owens. Doot, 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 looking out my back door. Memories and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Doot, 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 wondrous admiration provided by magicians. Doot, 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 looking out my back door. Are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do do do. Bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrow. Do do do. Looking out my back door. Lock the front door, oh boy. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Bother me tomorrow. Today I'll buy no sorrow. Doot, 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 looking out my back door.
We'll be right back. never treats me sweet and gentle. I got it bad that's not good.
My poor heart is sentimental, not made of wood, and I got it so. But when the weekend is over,
when the weekend's over,
and Monday rolls around, I end up like I started out, just crying.
Folks, they tell me to save my tears.
Tell me to save my tears.
But I'm glad I'm bad about him. I just can't.
Not
from Norah Jones' 2010 album called Featuring, which included a bunch of her duets. That is her duet with Dana Kurtz, covering Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, covered by Nina Simone in the film, in Big Lebowski, and covered there again by Norah Jones and Dana Kurtz. Before that, the Black Keys, yeah, a band that is just exploding all over the place right now. From a 2009 collection from Warner Brothers called Covered, A Revolution in Sound, that is their cover of Captain Beefheart's Her Eyes Are Blue, Her Eyes Are a Blue Million Miles, which you heard the Captain Beefheart version in the film. Creedence Clearwater Revival, you know, the dude's favorite band. You heard a cover of They're Looking Out My Back Door by Buddy Allen Owens. Now, this is what's cool about this song, this version of the song. By the way, it comes from the 2007 The Best of Buddy Allen Owens. Now, Buddy Allen Owens is the son of Buck Owens, who was on Hee Haw, is one of the two main performers on Hee Haw. What's cool about that is Buck Owens is named in that song. So here's Buddy Allen Owens singing a cover of a song that features his dad's name right there in the lyrics. Looking Out My Back Door by Buddy Allen Owens, originally by Creedence, of course, because Creedence is awesome, right? And we start off the set with Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In. Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. By Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. That comes from the 2005 collection called Hot, Funky, and Sweaty, The Sound of Heavy Soul and Funk. Of course, originally done by someone not as funky, Kenny Rogers and the First Edition. Let's wrap it up. One more set here, and we're going to start things off with the original version of a song you heard the cover of in the film. You heard Santana's Oye Como Va in The Big Lebowski. Let's listen to the original version. A lot of people don't realize that it's a cover. The original version was done by, yep, the master of all things percussion, Latin percussion. It is Tito Puente from his 2003 collection, his greatest hits. Here is Oye Como Va.
Thank you. making bets on Kentucky during the day. Could I be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another heart to take my pain away? Take me down, little Susan, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground.
a cover of a song that was featured twice in the movie, or two covers of the song were featured in the movie. Of course, the song is Viva Las Vegas, originally performed by Elvis Presley and written by Doc Pomus. But you hear it twice in the film. The version I just played, the Sean Colvin version, you hear over the closing credits of the film. And earlier on, as Bunny is driving home from her kidnapping, you hear a Big Johnson version playing on her car stereo. That is Sean Colvin. I think that one you can find on the soundtrack to The Big Lebowski. I think it's actually one of the songs included on the soundtrack. You can also find it on the Doc Pomus tribute called Till the Night Is Gone, which came out in 1995. Before that, Dead Flowers, originally done by the Rolling Stones. You hear the, what version do you hear on the, holy cow, why can't I remember it? Where is it? I know it's on the soundtrack, so let me look at the soundtrack here. Dead Flowers. Townes Van Zandt. You hear the Townes Van Zandt version in the film. Cover right there you hear by Gilby Clark, who was with Guns N' Roses for several years. And maybe it's my ears, but I'm hearing Axl Rose definitely in the background. Singing backup vocals on that song. That one comes from a 2006 compilation called Paint It Black, the compilation of the Rolling Stones cover tracks. And then we start off that set with Oye Como Va by Tito Puente, the original version of that song that was made famous by Santana. Covered there for, and then the original version you'll find on a 2003 album called Uncovered Originals. You'll also find it, I believe, on just about any Tito Puente compilation, Greatest Hits. A couple things I need to do before we close up shop here. First off, I need to send out a big thank you to Jason Knoll, who suggested a Big Lebowski cover story way back in April of 2010. And I'd written it down that I needed to do one right around the time of the anniversary. But I didn't write down any of his song choices. What's funny is, as I'm looking through his email, he suggested the Black Keys, Her Eyes Are Blue a Million Miles. He suggested the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings just dropped in. What else? He talked about a couple of the covers, Gypsy Kings, Hotel California, and Viva Las Vegas. So cool. Hey, thank you, Jason, and great suggestion. Glad we were able to accommodate you on this. Also, one last thing that I want to do here is let you know, Musically Challenged, we're having another live Musically Challenged. This is the live call-in game show with music trivia where you can win fabulous prizes. It's coming up Saturday, March 5th. Be here at coverville.com/live to participate. Around 5 p.m. Mountain Time is when we're going to start. I'll also put information on Facebook and on Twitter. Make sure you're here and ready to call in. If you want to pre-register, by the way, email me at coverville@gmail.com and we'll get you pre-registered. Of course, you need to be there because I'm going to Skype you and bring you into the game. But like I said, you've got chances to win some great prizes, so hopefully you'll do it. And we make the questions pretty easy. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. You can email. That's what you can do. You can email your requests or your pre-registration for Musically Challenged to coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com where you can paste your post. Distracted here, sorry. You can post your comments in the show notes to this or any other episode right there at coverville.com. Stay tuned to coverville.com as we integrate some really cool database features on there, as well as an iPhone app, all these things hopefully coming very, very, very soon. Working hard on getting these taken care of for you. We'll be back on Thursday with another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition, and this time we're going to take on the Carpenters and some Carpenters tracks performed in ways that I don't think you've expected. All this and more coming up later on this week. Make sure you tune in on Thursday for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CashFly, CacheFly, CashFly.com. Coverville is also a part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Check that out at frogpants.com. Podcast so good, It's like the dude abides.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.